will you be made whole?
Still kissing frogs and sick and tired of being lied to. Stop wasting your time and your love. Find your soulmate. I'm Dr. Aaron Scott, and my wife quickly identified me using her goddess code principles, and she will share it all with you. Now here she is, the only girl who got a second date and revived my trust. It's Dr. C.
Hi, I'm Dr. C, and this is The Goddess Code, episode number 64. And this show is titled From Hollywood Bombshell to Lingerie Mogul, Life Lessons from an Accidental Feminist. And we have the perfect guest to go over this topic today. We have Rhonda Shear. Rhonda's an actress, comedian, entrepreneur, designer, philanthropist, and author. Rhonda, welcome.
Wow, thanks, Dr. C. Nice, very, very nice introduction.
Oh, well, I think you earned it all, didn't you?
Thank you. Yeah, I've been around a long time.
Right. Well, I guess that means I've been around for a while, too, because I think I was on your show once. So I remember distinctly.
Cool.
Yeah, I remember distinctly being on USA Up All Night. Right. And now you are in Florida?
I'm in Florida. Our business is in Florida. My husband and I are business partners. And we moved to St. Petersburg because our first customer in the intimate apparel business was Home Shopping Network, and they're located here.
All right. Well,
we moved here thinking it would just increase our sales in 2003, and it did, and then we fell in love with the community, and so it's all worked out really well.
Right. Well, Florida is absolutely lovely. And
it's great. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Well, you have some noteworthy television credits. And before Up All Night on USA Network, you acted in many films. And you also did Happy Days, and you did Married with Children. And gosh,
I had a really, really eclectic career of starting as a beauty queen in Louisiana. And even when I finished college, I even took a brief stint at running for public office in New Orleans. I was the first and youngest female to ever do so, and I was 22 at the time. I was the first woman and youngest person to ever run in the state of Louisiana. I lost by 135 votes and decided I was going to become a politician, so I went and applied for law school, was accepted. I didn't end up going, though. I went to Los Angeles to take a summer break, and the rest was history for 26 more years. I stayed in Los Angeles, and the very first thing I did was a Bob Hope special, and then that led to Happy Days, and I mean, you name it, like all the shows of the 80s. A million sitcoms like Married with Children, as you said, and I can't even think of all. I mean, I literally, if you go to my page, hundreds and hundreds of television credits and a lot of hosting, and then in the early 90s, I got Up All Night, and that was really cool. And that lasted for 8 years on USA Network. And as you know, you were a guest. So I had all kinds of guests, everyone from Dr. C to the Barbie twins to Barbara Walters. So it was a very eclectic show, and it fit my lifestyle, and kind of stuck with me in terms of being typecast as a over-the-top blonde bimbo. But in the meantime, I was doing stand-up comedy and headlining all over the country. And that was really cool at the same time. So it kind of broke the mold on stand-up comedy before the Jenny McCarthy's came along. And, because at that time, I mean, it was pretty much the Roseanne Barrs and the Paula Poundstones and, women that had been married and then decided, most of them for the most part, to come and start doing stand-up. And I went more of the glamour way. And at that time, just they didn't know what to do with me. I mean, there was no really glamorous women doing stand-up comedy. So
right,
it was a very eclectic lifestyle. And then years later, my my first boyfriend reached out to me on classmates.com, and we got married. Literally, we eloped in 15 days. That was crazy in 2001. And then we just didn't really have a business plan or thoughts. You know, he was living in Louisiana, and I was living in Los Angeles. And we decided to start this business because I always had a love of design.
Right.
And the business is Rhonda Shear. It's under my name. I mean, you can find my products on RhondaShear.com. You can find it on HSN.com. I sell worldwide and many boutiques. If you just Google it, it's going to come up on all kinds of sites, including Amazon on the internet. So that's been an exciting journey with my husband. And now we've been doing this officially 16 years. So pretty exciting.
Right. So how did you end up becoming the lingerie mogul that you are? I mean, you have a $100 million lingerie empire right now. And in fact,
like I said, at first we didn't really have plans when we first got married. My husband had his own business and I was doing stand-up comedy and looking still for parts in LA. And he was a businessman and I had the acting background. When we got together, he used his business smart and my marketing and skills and my on-air skills and my design skills, and I'd always wanted to do something comfortable for women. I just thought, like, women really didn't have any comfortable choices in the intimate apparel business. So I started designing, and the next thing you know, I mean, the customers really related to what I was designing for myself. And then I designed a bra called the A Bra, and the bra ended up going international in 34 countries, selling over 35 million units, and that really put we were already doing great on HSN, but that put our brand on the map internationally. So really exciting times, got a lot of awards for that, and it allowed me to, you know, still be myself on camera and still be a little silly, but I learned that you could do anything you wanted after midlife. I found reunited with my husband after 45, and at 45 got married, and started a business, completely changed from acting and stand-up comedy and hosting to becoming a designer, an award-winning designer. So that's why I wrote the book Up All Night, because basically I've been up all night my whole life working on a very eclectic life and career, and I wanted to write something that was autobiographical but also inspirational to show women and other people that you can start over in life at any point and do whatever you want. And so now the book is actually being turned into a screenplay, and fingers crossed it'll be a movie after that.
Wow, yeah. That would be an interesting movie, because it was quite a journey for you. You've kind of done a little bit of the same thing I've done, but differently. I mean, I think you've been really successful, which is great. And what you've done is kind of Forrest Gumped yourself from one thing to another to another. Occasionally I say I've done that too, because now I don't
absolutely
live.
I think that people that really work hard and want to get ahead in business and or career, they keep working, and so their lives sometimes become very eclectic, because that's what they go in the different paths if they're willing to take those paths. You're a risk taker, so am I. Many people aren't. That's what I wanted to get across in the book, that my husband and I are very nimble and jump from, you know, he jumped with me to try a new business. If I would have married someone who didn't feel that way, then maybe it would have been different. But, you know, the point is we both took chances and self-financed ourselves. And a lot of people won't, you know, it sounds like, you know, you say you did it, but you'd be surprised when I talk to people how few people will take their own chance or even risk their own money. But if you can't believe in yourself, who are you going to believe in, right? You know, so.
Right, because you can only, at the end of the day, the only person you can really control is yourself. And you certainly want to be a partner in a marriage with somebody that you can trust and who you can predict that they won't undermine you or do anything like
right.
that.
And that's, you know, that, I mean, trusting partners, you know, not your husband. I mean, hopefully not your husband or wife, but, you know, that's why we never wanted outside partners. We were, what people would tell us, well, if someone wants in with your business, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And a lot of people did want in, but then they wanted to own our stock and they wanted to, take a piece of it, and then they would have had control. So even though it was really hard for us early on financially, we just kept forging ahead and reinvesting, and it worked. So, I mean, we're having fun, and I did get my Barbie dream house.
Right, a Barbie dream house.
I love it. It really is my Barbie dream house.
What color is it?
Water. It's not pink. it's a kind of a creamish yellow color, but very Mediterranean. Uh-huh. 10,000 square feet, or 12,000 square feet under roof, so it's big. Uh-huh. And so why I call it my Barbie dream house is we sit on the water. So, we have a big, beautiful boat in the backyard, and we worked really hard for these things because my husband and I literally started from nothing. I mean, when we started over, we both had done well financially in our own careers, but just through, he divorced and just through a series of me making bad choices with my money, even though I was single and had never married, we didn't have a lot, to begin with. So we virtually just did what it took. And the book, I'm going to get you a copy of the book so you can read that. It talks about what we had to do and what we did to start over completely in our lives. And at an older age, I mean, we weren't in our 20s or 30s, in your 40s, it's kind of scary when you've been doing something else your whole life and then to take that chance.
Right.
But we did it. And so my house, just getting back to that, because I know your listeners will like, I know people, I love to look at people's homes. I always look at these women's closets, but I have, because it's such a big house, we took a lot of the rooms and made it into, things that we can enjoy. Like we have a pool table room, we have a theater, we have a spa, a designated spa. Of course, we have the gym, we have like all these, my laundry room is a doggy grooming station and a beauty salon for me.
All right, Rhonda. What kind of doggies do you have? I know you have a little pack.
Her approval in the background. I have four Chihuahuas and one Yorkshire Terrier, and they age. Their age ranges from 14 till, let's see, my youngest is actually 8, so they're all getting up there now. But and I adopted one of them 2 years ago on my anniversary, and she was 11 when I adopted her. So I've never adopted a senior, and I'm like, wow. And she is a tough one. She was really abused. And but I love her. She's a tough gal, but a little fighter, little Chihuahua that was used to be bred over and over. So
oh yeah, those end up being adopted. I know people should not take their dogs from a puppy mill. They need to go and rescue a dog or find a dog that was bred to be a show dog that ends up being a pet. But to try to just keep breeding dogs, it's kind of sad.
I know, it's so sad.
You rescued one.
I mean, because of that, because mine were so bred, I have a lot of health problems with them. And I told you before the show started, I'm off to the vet a little bit later today. But I don't, they're my babies. They're, I have two stepchildren and I have, five grandchildren. But my baby, they live out of town, so I don't see them as much. But these are my babies. They're my only children. So they get a lot of love and attention and spoil rotten.
Yes.
And it's okay. It's worth it. They bring you great joy and happiness and a lot of laughs.
Yes, they do. My little man here, Fred, he's on his second life. He was a stud dog in a puppy mill. And now he's got a great life. And he doesn't have to live in a barn. He's happy now. And he's getting lots of love.
Mine are barking right now at the pool man.
sweet children.
They're amazing. They really are.
Come
on, Brandy, go outside. Go on. There she goes. Come on, Brandy.
So if someone was going to start a business, Rhonda, what is the best advice that you have for them?
Well, I think, first of all, you need to have a dog in case, so when you go insane at the end of the day, you can come home and kind of laugh at yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm really serious. I think the dogs keep our sanity. If you're starting a business, you just have to believe in yourself, and you have to be willing to invest your own funds into it. And if you can do it on your own, do it. And if you're an entrepreneur or you're an inventor, try to patent your product because I'm sorry, they are barking a lot now.
That's okay.
We live on the water, and now there's a boat going by.
Yes. And it probably has dogs on it. I have a dog that barks at everything on television. So when a dog is on, oh my gosh, it's just crazy. This one.
Getting back to the business, absolutely. You have to, you have to just keep reinvesting in yourself and believing yourself. But because when you do get successful, what we learn, and it really isn't something we could do a lot about, intimate apparel and apparel in general is very hard to patent. I mean, you can, but it's very, very difficult and very costly to patent something where in our business, all you have to do is change 15% of an item and you can get around it. I mean, when we first did our infomercial, we had copycats jumping out of the woodwork and we never sued any of them.
You rise above because it's a lot of negative energy to get into a lawsuit. So they don't have you, Rhonda. They had a design, but they didn't have you.
That's actually what they said. They came back and they actually told my husband, "Well, we want Rhonda." I'm like, "Oh my God, you're not only you're my competitor, but you're not even in the." I mean, we're a brand. We're not just an infomercial company. But what's really interesting, you know, you're successful when people come out of the woodwork and sue you. Like we had a company create a patent. This is so wild. Long after we had been in business, and basically just created a patent. And I mean, there's, you know, that's why it's very sad that some of our patents are not looked at very closely. And that's one of our problems with just the patent office in general, because they literally, there's what they're called patent trolls, and they literally find a successful item in the marketplace and then create a patent. Oh. And then they have attorneys, and these people, this is all they do, is they go from company to company that have a product that would fall under their, you know, that patent, and then they settle. They basically just, and you pay them just to shut, you know, just to shut them down, because the legal fees can become astronomical.
Yeah, and a lot of negative energy as well. But I bet you have a lot of these stories in your book.
I do, and I think it's very interesting and good for people to know that, you know, that it is part of, unfortunately, the business, or any business, and success, that when you start, you know, doing well, people will come out of the woodwork. I'm so sorry. They must know you're a dog person.
Yeah, they're trying to talk to my dogs over here. They want to have a conversation with Papillon.
Okay, that's but anyway, they keep you sane. I'm telling you, everyone needs to have a dog because they will keep you sane.
That's right. Just take them everywhere.
This, like, you're running this multi-million-dollar business, and then you come home and they yell at you.
Yeah. Life is difficult, but that's why we need inspirational stories and books. And I know we can get your book at rhondashear.com, amazon.com, right? And you'll sign it?
Amazon.com and just look up All Night. And you can find it there under Rhonda Shear. But if you want me to sign it to you personally or to a friend or whoever you would like, if you go to rhondashear.com, just my RhondaShear, then I will sign it to you and send it out to you, same price. It's like $20. And it's a good read. It's a really good read. It's getting great reviews. And as I said, we're turning it into a screenplay, so that's exciting. And everybody has to get the book before the movie comes out.
Well, you know, people always think that, you know, they see somebody on TV and they think they're an overnight success. And that's just not the way it really is. So it'd be great for people read the story.
Just like your story, it is so not true. You have to keep going. You know, people that are, they're not overnight successes, what I was trying to say. And my husband, you know, put his years into his career prior to me, to us getting married, obviously, and I did mine. So it's a lifetime in the making when you're a business person, a lifetime. Right. And that's why when I do a lot of public speaking, and when I do, especially in front, I love speaking in front of college kids, and I tell them always that even if they hate the job or they hate the class they're in, that they will take something from it and they will learn by it. And, to keep going and to utilize everything you learn. Because you end up, and I know you know this, you use everything in your life, for sure.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You have to use the negative experiences as learning experiences and the positive experiences to lift you up and keep going and build on them.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And it's fun. You have to look at it as fun and a journey. I mean, you know, some days you're down and some days you're like frustrated and some days things aren't going your way or whatever, but you just keep going. You just put one foot in front of the other and you just keep going. And it works out.
Absolutely.
And I know that if we did this, anyone and any one of your listeners can do it. I mean, we start, the cool thing about us and what's nice in the book is the love story of my husband and I too, is that, you know, we've known each other since we're 12 and 13. Oh. And obviously, you know, we went two different directions and I didn't see him for, you know, 25 years. he knew what I was doing because he was watching me on air, you know, here and there. But I did not, I knew he was married, but I didn't, you know, hadn't kept up with him. He was my first boyfriend. And then he reached out to me, and I never dreamed I would end up with the first guy I ever dated. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's silly. We laugh about it still to this day. But we really created each other, and we have so much in common. We're different. You know, we always says men are from Mars and women are from Venus. It's true. I mean, we're different, but then we're so much alike. So it's the perfect marriage, and we have fun. We have a lot of fun, too.
It's imperfectly perfect, Rhonda.
Right.
It's absolutely.
Right. So we just made our 17th anniversary. We can't even believe we've been married that long.
Yes, and, I saw on your Twitter, 18 roses for 17 years. And your Twitter is at Rhonda Shear. Okay, good.
And the same with Facebook, and it's at Rhonda Shear. And then also at Instagram, just Rhonda Shear as well. And I even have a YouTube channel for those people who want to watch some older fun videos. And it's Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. And I have a lot of my Up All Night pieces and just a lot of retro stuff that I think people like looking at. Some funny, goofy stuff. And I keep trying to add to that. And, you know, I enjoy the social media. I need to do it more.
Oh, I know. I know what you're saying.
It takes like a lot of time, but the kids can do it like really fast in their sleep, but I can't.
Yeah.
But it is good. And I do keep up with it. And I've been using it a lot for business. And, you know, when we have sales and specials, and we're going to start actually putting our brand up on Facebook and Instagram, where, you know, it'll lead you directly back to my website. So I think that'll be fun. A lot of people are doing that now, and I think it's another tool to sell and get your product out there. And I have a great line. My line is, under Rhonda Shear, as I said, and we go from extra small to 3X, and we have bras and panties and foundations and loungewear. We have a new line of just loungewear, which is so comfortable, cozy. And then we have a lot of athleisure leggings that make you look thin and that are really pretty. But for all women, not all shapes and sizes. So,
right.
And our prices are great. They're just nothing like what you, when you go and you go to a yoga store and you look at these crazy prices, like, you know, we're more in the, you know, $30 to $40 range, where they're like $100 up. So really good price point as well. And that's not because our quality isn't there. It's because we have really great partnerships and we're able to buy very deep and work with our factories. Mm-hmm. We're factory direct, and everything is designed by me and my design team, so everything is an original. So I really hope people will go visit my, you know, either on hsn.com or rondashear.com.
Great.
HSN's a great place to shop, too.
Great. Yes, absolutely. hsn.com, rondashear.com. And if you just happen to buy everything on Amazon, you can always go to amazon.com and get a copy of Up All Night. And Rhonda, before we go today, I definitely have to give you a chance to do one of those little Up All Night things.
Oh, my gosh, yes, because we did it together. I used to go, you're watching USA Up All Night.
All right. Yay.
Okay. Hey, listen, it's been good for me. I mean, when I got that show, I mean, now the book is named that. I actually have a line of sexy intimate apparel coming out under the Rhonda Shear brand. It's called Up All Night. It'll be sexier. And we're excited about all the things that we have on the dock right now. It's fun. I'm having fun, and I'm not 12, so that just shows you can have fun at any point in
right.
your life.
Right. Well, you're a terrific person. You're a real person, a genuine, authentic person. And we're thanking you for sharing with us today. And, of course,
my puppies, who were very loud. I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. They like to play. Mine are wrestling here, you know, and they're having a good time, too. But anyway, we thank you for being.
Love their mamas. Thank you.
Yeah, we
thank you, Dr.
For
C,
being
and
with
I
us.
Hope to talk to you soon.
Yes, and if you want to listen to this or share it with somebody, you can always forward it. You can go to thegoddesscodepodcast.com and listen to episodes. There are episodes on, gosh, everything. A lot of good business advice, a lot of good relationship advice. And if you're a man listening to The Goddess Code, whether you want to be with a goddess or you want to be the goddess, we're all for it. So
yes,
thanks for being with us, and thanks for leaving your reviews. And we just want the best for you at home as well, which is why we're sharing with you from the heart. And thanks for being with us. So
thank you.
Thanks for being with us, Rhonda. Thanks for being up all night. We're actually up in the morning, but that's okay. Yes. So anyway, thanks for being with us. This show is copywritten 2018 by Great Spirit LLC, and life is what you make it.
When you make that U-turn to the universal presence and apply the universal practices and its principles, your life is changed in a twinkling of an eye.
Stop struggling and enjoy the journey. Live happily ever after. Now, suffering is optional. Apply the Goddess Code principles and don't forget to subscribe on iTunes or at thegoddesscodepodcast.com.